Coming up next, in a few minutes, we got the world-famous staycation set up. Is it ever a good idea to have one of your good friends, even your best friend, date one of your siblings, your brother or sister? Because that's what's happening, the staycation. Would you ever, Sienna, allow any of your friends to date your brother back in the days?
I don't think I would want that. I don't want to be put in the middle. I don't want any part of the drama if anything were to go down. I don't want it. So I'm going to say no.
I think of my brother. My brother's single. There was a hot girl that I have friends. And by the way, I do have friends that are girls that are hot or beautiful looking. Doesn't mean I'm dating them or trying to get with them. If one of them were interested in my brother, I totally would introduce them to my brother and be okay with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know. It just gets so messy because then you have hopes that it'll work out. And even if it doesn't, it is what it is. But there's always some sort of drama that's going to go down.
Yeah, I guess you just preface like, hey, man, if it doesn't work out. I think I would tell them like, listen, man. If you're going to date my brother, don't cheat on him. Yeah. It's not working out. Mm-hmm. Heads up. Respect mm-hmm. the friendship. Or you're going to lose me as a friend as well. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't work out or you guys are arguing, I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Just don't cheat on him. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Just keep me out of it. I think mm-hmm. I would preface it. But if I had a good-looking friend, I have good-looking friends. If they were interested in my brother, I'd definitely be like, yeah, go over. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. Now you're part of the family if it works.
What if you know that they're a perfect match?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? I guess that's, again, it all comes down to the risk you're taking.
Sometimes!
You set it up.
Yep.
But then it could be the other way. What if your brother mm-hmm. cheated on your friend?
Exactly. Ooh. That's what I'm saying. There's so many things that could go bad.
But what if they're just two good people?
I know.
They just will not cheat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we've had things similar where like a family friend will date a cousin. And then it's weird because they'll still stay friends with us. So then the cousin won't come around. But we still have to choose the cousin over them. And it gets tricky, guys.
Is it any different than setting up your friend with another good friend in the friend group? I mean,
don't date in the friend group either. I know that from experience. Just don't do it. Don't
Why? What happened?
Clearly didn't work out.
You know, now that I think about it, my brother is divorced. I introduced him to his ex-wife.
Oh, well, that didn't work out. So.
But they have three beautiful daughters and my nieces. So I didn't introduce them. I would have these beautiful nieces that they
She created. Wasn't like a friend though, and a friend like you just knew her. Did he know her before or?
No, I knew she was a friend. Mm-hmm. She was a friend I would see at the club scene all the time. She would go to all of my club stuff. I used to host all these clubs and I introduced them and they hit it off and dated and got married and had kids. They just divorced. It just didn't work out. But
Sienna hasn't set me up with any of her friends. I was like, screw your brother. What about your work brother over here?
Yeah, no, thank you.
What do you mean, no, thank you? No. Don't just gloss over that.
In front of everyone at our After Mess podcast, they tried to hook you up with my cousin Gabby, and you didn't want it.
Yeah, that was very true.
Well, that needs to be a mutual behind-the-scenes thing, not something public in your
face.
Yeah,
it's you.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah, you're the problem. It's
She's
you.
She's down to go on a date, and you're like, no.
She's a cutie patootie, too. You fumbled that.
You fumble. There's plenty of time left on the shot clock.
No.
What do you mean,
She's
no?
not going to be a second choice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm ready now. No, she's going to wait for you.
Avia could never.
He's so mad at me.
You lost your opportunity.
Yeah.
You lost your
opportunity. I know you'd be hiding people. I know it. I know you'd be hiding
for good reason, too.
Why for good reason?
Listen, coming up next, staycation setup. So what's this situation?
Yeah, so specifically, we're checking in with Mila from Buckeye, and her best friend, Christina, is dating her brother, and she thinks she's cheating on him. Okay. So that's where it gets messy.
All right. Well, we're going to find out up next with that world-famous staycation setup, catching a cheater live on your radio.